like to call to order the October 19th, 2016 meeting of the Tiburon Town Council. Could I get a roll call, please?
Yes, Madam Mayor. Councilmember Fredericks?
Here.
Councilmember O'Donnell?
Here.
Councilmember Doyle?
Here.
Vice Mayor Frazier?
Here.
Mayor Tolini?
Here.
All is present.
Thank you. This time, I would like to open the floor for any persons wishing to address the town council on subjects not on the agenda. You may do so at this time. Come on up. You have 3 minutes. Please state your name for the record. Oh, are you going to give your...
Wait, this is a different part.
Not yet. Can we do one, the oral communications first? Sorry. You're next.
Thank you. I'm Bob Austrian from 45 South Ridge West, Tiburon, California, 94920. We sent in a copy of a letter that we wanted to draw to your attention. I'm here basically to ask for some additional help where trees and views are challenging us in our neighborhood and maybe throughout the community. The crux of the issue really at the bullseye, I think, is that the way the ordinance is written, it makes it very difficult for those folks among us, those neighbors whose views are obstructed or harmed over the years by trees, to really take action. I'm not an attorney. I think we have one, and I hope that we can get some help where sort of an imbalance exists in the ordinance that makes it very difficult, if not impossible, for those of us who have views obstructed to really take the proper actions. In terms of sort of a more general request for assistance, I'm here with several of our neighbors from South Ridge West, many going back to the 70s, we're from the 90s. We're friends, but we struggle like crazy to remedy the questions we have around our trees and the views and what's protected and when and how. And it's a real problem. We've got correspondence going back 20 years just trying to sift through this. And I would just ask that maybe, you know, a task force of some kind, you know, open up this question to our community, get the help of our professionals in the council and the town, and the input of all of us here in the community to remedy this. It's very serious. If there's trees blocking your view and you try to sell your house, of course, you all know the broker walks in and says, wow, that's $1 million view. Maybe not. So it's very, very, very difficult. As written, it's tough for us to know exactly what's protected and from where. Maybe there's nothing new here, but things are growing, you know, droughts notwithstanding. And it really would help us enormously as neighbors to not have to fuss as much as we do, trying to figure out what's right and how to get it done, especially if there's a case of some kind of intransigence among our neighbors where they're really not willing to do what we feel is right. So I would just say, again, in layman, that when it comes to building our buildings and renovating our homes and even our signage in town, that you guys have been fantastic at providing assistance, planning board, design review, but there isn't quite a comparable thing where trees are concerned, and of course they keep moving. So it's really an opportunity, really a responsibility, I would suggest, of the town and its resources to help us sift through this so that we're relieved of the burden of arbitrating, mediating, and figuring out what's supposed to happen so we can protect our views. And then just as a final economics point, you know, obviously we're all sensitive to the value of our homes as the tax rolls are also based on that. And when trees grow and block our views, not only is it potentially unpleasant, but it's harmful to the economy of our town. It literally affects sales prices. So with that, I would just ask again sincerely for your help. Maybe it's opening up this topic to input from lay people in the community, but getting the help of professionals, including attorneys, to help us figure out how to transcend the challenges that we've had in our cul-de-sac on South Ridge West for 20 years I've been there, if not more. Thank you for your 3 minutes, I hope, or less.
Thank you. Any other oral communication? Okay, go ahead. Come to the mic, please. State your name for the record.
I'm Alida Waterman. I'm a neighbor of Bob Austin. Other neighbors, the Baylors. 47. Several of the neighbors have been focused. dispute in our neighborhood where we try to help one another, but then you run into somebody who's not of the same frame of mind. The way the ordinance is written, as we have read it over and over again, it's not a level playing field. The person who has the offending tree holds the cards, and that's just not fair. And I had one person ask me for $100,000 to trim his trees, and I showed it to Bob. So it's not just that we are theoretically concerned, there are real practical ramifications. And at some point you say, you know, how much am I going to fight this thing? How many levels am I going to write? The bottom line is the problem lies, as we see it, with the ordinance giving certain tactical and financial advantages to the tree owner and taking them away from the person with the tree. So I know we can't go into a whole lot of detail at this time, but I just wanted to come here and stand up and say that I support Bob's request and the request of all my other members. And to the extent I can be of any help in the task force or whatever, I'll be happy to do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Any other oral communications? Okay, seeing none, I will close the oral communications and we will move on to our presentation. We have a 20th Annual Heritage Presentation Award. Our recipient tonight is Lolly Zielinski, and our presenter is going to be Fran Hall, Chair of the Heritage and Arts Commission.
Thank you, Mary. Mayor Tolini, for the opportunity to make this presentation at the council meeting. My commissioners who are here are Vince DiQuattro, Daniel Amur, Azita Mucha Beavers, Victoria Fong, and Kenna Norris and Lily Smith are not here. To recognize excellence in safeguarding yesterday's treasure for the Tiburon Peninsula residents of today and tomorrow. To promote public awareness in historic preservations, to laud significance, contributions, and exceptional commitment in historic stewardship. This year honors Lolly Zielinski, wife of the first Historic Preservation Award honoree, Edward Zielinski. Mrs. Zielinski has continued the giving tradition of the Zielinski family. Lolly is recognized as donating the Coming About Fountain and shared with the Zielinski family in donating the land for the Tiburon Town Hall, the Belvedere Tiburon Library, and the Zielinski parking connecting the two. The state to preserve and advance the town's unique historic and cultural character and to advance the arts in the community. On behalf of the Tiburon Heritage and Arts Commission, and as part of our commission, it is my great pleasure to award Lolly Zielinski the 2016 Heritage Preservation Award for her contributions to the preservation of this community's historic heritage. Lolly, if you would come here, I would like to present you with this plaque from the Tiburon Heritage and Arts Commission. Ask if any council members would like to add anything to this presentation.
Well, sure. Thank you for the opportunity to make a couple of comments. I've had the pleasure of knowing Mrs. Zielinski for probably probably 8 or 9 years, maybe a little bit longer. And worked with Tulalip in many different elements within our community. What I would say is that there's not too many people that care as much as Lolly does, who does as much behind the scenes as Lolly does, and who doesn't look for any recognition, just wants to help and make things a bit better. And one of the things that always stands in my mind is it seems like every holiday, when we do our holiday events, somehow Lolly's involved behind the scenes, making the holiday for the kids, the families in our community, a much better holiday. And we're lucky to have you in our community. We're lucky to have the Zielinski family and all that your husband did when he was here. That's why Tiburon and Belvedere are the communities they are today, is people like yourself.
And I'd like to add that beyond just sort of the physical things that you've actually given to the town, I think you've brought a great sense of style and a great sense of grace to a lot of things that you do. You can see that in Arc Row and how you have fashioned the properties and how you take such great care of them. And just on behalf of all the residents of not only Tiburon but also Belvedere, we just want to express our thank you for that.
And I would also like to thank you on behalf of the whole town for the dignity you bring to our history. Thank you so much.
We have a joke. I used to always say that I'm from this small town in New Jersey. Everybody always used to give me a hard time about it. But what's great about being here is that to have an impact, things are growing so fast in the world. Towns are growing out of proportion. And to be able to be in a town like Tiburon and to have someone that cares about the town as much as your family has and to contribute as much as you guys have to make it what it is and what it remains to be is just, you know, it's really unique. And I think we're really lucky.
Echo my town council members' comments and thank you for all that you've done and all that you do, and I hope you feel honored here tonight. Thank you. Thanks. At this time, we are going to move to the consent calendar. Is there anyone on the council or from the public that would like to comment on the consent calendar? Seeing none, can I get a motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Any town council reports?
Let me just give a short one. The Golden Gate Bridge Highway and Transit District is arranging a tour of their bus, bridge, and ferry facilities for electives. It'll probably happen in a couple of months. You'll get an invitation, and just in case you don't realize what a great invitation this is, I want you to know that they will arrange both for convenient parking and for transportation to the different places. Half a day. So when you see it, sign up right away. It fills up fast. Pardon?
What day is it
on? No, they haven't. They just said, if you want your council on it, tell them about it. So I'm doing it.
All right, and I will make a motion to adjourn. Thank you.